14-10, our halftime score. Northwestern with a lead over the Cornhuskers as we welcome Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. Welcome to our beautiful perch here. Isn't this quite a view we have?
This is a great view, and there are two really nice things about it. One is the great view of Lake Michigan in the background, but the other is a little closer, and that's the stadium, which is almost all red as far as I can tell.
How about that?
It's great. Incredible. A lot of Husker fans here. This is not a big stadium, but there's a heck of a lot of red in it.
Got to be close to 20,000, I think, here in Nebraska
fans. I think so.
Well, Jamie, we've talked in the past about one of the university's major initiatives. That's the Buffett Early Childhood Institute. Yesterday, you made a big announcement about that.
Yeah, the Buffett Institute. We announced last year we had a major gift from Susie Buffett, who is a longtime advocate for children and early childhood education. She's been a leader in this area nationally. Her work is envisioned to provide opportunity to level the playing field for children whose lives are affected by poverty or health or other disadvantages. And that was really the impetus for our institute. Yesterday, we announced that we hired a man, Sam Mizells, as the founding director. He has a tremendous national reputation, remarkable expertise, and depth in early childhood assessment education, and one of the real pioneers. Interestingly, coincidence that we're in Chicago today because Sam is the director of the Erickson Institute in Chicago, which is the premier graduate school in the nation for early childhood. Before he was here with a great record over the last 10 years, he was at the University of Michigan. This is a hire that is going to be noticed around the country. People have said to me, you are putting a stake in the ground and showing that Nebraska is going to be the leader in this area in the country.
Talk more about Dr. Mizell, his experience at the Erickson Institute. How does that going to help benefit the Buffett Institute?
Well, he's accomplished a lot here, and the missions of the two are different, of course, but what he's accomplished at Erickson in Chicago are a lot of what we hope will happen with the Buffett. He has tripled research expenditures while he's been at Erickson. His endowment's grown by 100%. He's hired outstanding faculty. And most important, the Erickson Institute's had a tremendous impact on the lives of children. And that's what he will bring to the Buffett Institute. Somebody asked him during the interview process, you know, what his goal was if he came to the Buffett Institute at the University of Nebraska. And he said, I want children in Nebraska to have the best opportunity in the world to grow and thrive and be successful.
You know, the Buffett Institute is going to draw on faculty from all four of the Nebraska campuses. What area of expertise are already in place, and what will you add about this?
Well, we've got strengths across the university. We've got three of our campuses have colleges of education. UNK's got an entirely online program in early childhood education. Monroe-Meyer Institute at the Medical Center does terrific work in behavioral health issues for children. Our School of Public Health is a key part of this at the Medical Center. In Lincoln, we've got tremendous research strength, many faculty in the area of early childhood that are true leaders nationally. And in Omaha, we've got a great college of education where they will participate fully in this area.
What are some of your goals then for the Buffett Institute?
Well, it's to provide a great start for children age 0 to 8 to have the tools that they need to be successful when they get to school. And it's generally focused on those children who are at risk and need additional assistance. We will help build EduCare centers in Nebraska. We will do research. We will do outreach. And we will provide information and a model for schools across the country. You know, also in Chicago, coincidentally, at the University of Chicago, Jim Heckman won a Nobel Prize for his work in economics that showed that the greatest payoff for investment in education is in the earliest years of a child's life. That's when the brain develops the most, that's when the greatest opportunity is, and that's really what underlies the whole effort with the Buffett Institute and with all of the work nationally for early childhood.
Well, congratulations. Sounds like a great hire and a good step forward for the Buffett Institute.
You know, as we've talked over the months, Greg, this Water for Food, the Rural Futures, the Cancer Institute, we've got some tremendous opportunities in Nebraska where we are going to be the leaders in the country in these areas. And our capital campaign and the support we've had from the people in Nebraska have made that possible.
Fantastic. Well, go out there and root us on here in the second half.
Yeah, we're going to win this one.
All right. J.B. Milliken, Nebraska president, joining us here at halftime. 14-10, Northwestern with the lead. We got more coming up from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.